Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for all that you have done for us, O God. We exhort you. We bless your name, O Lord. We lift you up high. Lord, we bless you. We bow before you. We say you are God from the beginning to the end. Lord, we exalt you. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father, for you are God and you are God forevermore. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we lay our crown before you and we worship you. We exalt you, O Lord. We lift you up higher, for you are God and you are God alone. You are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, for mercy, for blessings, for provision, for protection. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. And Father, today we are before you. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, oh, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. Any evil hand that is stretched towards me, I command you, we die away in the name of Jesus. The grace of God is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I am blessed. The favor of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I am planted in the court of the Lord. I flourish because I am watered from the presence of the Lord. I am the land that the Lord takes care of, for the eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, I am blessed of the Lord. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. For the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon my life. The blessings of the Lord is upon my hands. Whatever I lay my hands upon, come back to life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord are my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy over my day is frustrated. Every plan of the wicked over me is frustrated. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. The enterprise of the evil one will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the scepter of the wicked is broken over my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, every plan of the enemy is frustrated. I cancel every evil expression over my day. Expressions of evil, expressions of sickness, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day. In the name of Jesus, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare any weapon that is put together against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am blessed of the Lord. For the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. The grace of God is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, my life is decorated with the blessings of the Lord. The Lord prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, I feast at the table of his mercy. I feast at the banquet banquet of his grace in the name of Jesus. I declare today I am blessed in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. Oh, this day you will yield your blessings unto me in the name of Jesus. I receive my provision of this day in the name of Jesus. I am blessed in all that I do in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of the Lord over this day. Oh, I declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. This day, you are a day of blessing for me in the name of Jesus. He has said in his word that as I go out, I am blessed and my coming back is with blessing. In the name of Jesus, I therefore declare over my day, my labor is not unto foolishness. My labor is not in another man's field. I labor under favor in the name of Jesus, and my labor is unto harvest. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of our program. Tomorrow is the D-Day. Tomorrow is Thursday, the 38th of April, 2026. It's going to be a special time in the presence of God. It's a time of refreshing. The theme for the program is His Word. We've been looking at the Word of the Lord from the beginning of this month, even up until this very moment, even up until tomorrow. And if by the grace of God He asks us to extend this even into the next month, who are we to say no? So I want you to come and let us enjoy the scripture together. Let us enjoy the word of the Lord together by the grace of God tomorrow by 12 noon at Uluadamilari Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Tongo Eleele Road in Ibadan here. I'll be happy to see you there tomorrow. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to believe by the grace of God that this month of April, like every other month that we have been doing, that this particular one we've taken up on this month of April, which is the word of the Lord, has been a blessing unto you. I personally, it has been a blessing unto me, and I've received testimony from people as well. So today we are going to go further in understanding the word of the Lord, I'm going to do a short recap of what we spoke about yesterday. Now, before that, our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, yesterday, I told you that as a believer, we must come to the understanding that the word of God is the baseline. The word of God is the principal equipment. The word of God is the principal tool for you. Is the principal thing for you. The word of God is the base on which your faith is going to stand upon. Is the principal equipment to your standing in life and in faith. I told you yesterday that what gives credence to your faith, what gives strength to your faith, is the word of God. What keeps you in the line, in the journey of faith, is the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 11, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So what keeps you, what guides you against the error of life, against the error and the perversion of this generation, is the word of God. I told you yesterday that revelation is good. Oh, visions and dreams are promises of God for you in the scripture. They are great tools, but do you know that it is important for you to see the light of the scripture, to see the light that is given to you from the scripture before diving into revelations, visions, and dreams? They are wonderful tools for you, but then they come alive when you go through the word of God in assessing them. Visions and dreams and revelations, they are good, but if the word of God is not your starting point, this will lead to corruption, it will lead to error, and it will lead to perversion. The scripture says in Psalm 119 verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. You want to prevent error in your journey. You want to prevent perversion. You want to prevent corruption. A lot of people, the devil has so much turned them onto the side of error. Their vision is already on the path of perversion because the devil has successfully corrupted their soul. The only way by which you avoid this error, this perversion is when you stand on the word of the Lord. The scripture says, how can a young man cleanse his way? That is the question. How can a young man cleanse his way? Now, this is the answer. By taking heed to the word of God. Listen, beloved, the word of God possesses the capacity to transform your life, to cleanse your life, and lead you in the path of grace. The word of God is living. The word of God is active. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is true, and the word is the truth that sets free. The word will renew your mind. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. John chapter 8 verse 32, our anchor scripture, tells us that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So the word of God is true, and it is the truth that sets free. The scripture says the word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure, and it's a shield unto those that trust in him. I said this last week, that the word of God is more than ink on paper. It is more than ink on paper. It is the mind of God, the living breath of life that is written within those pages that you are carrying around. Beloved, don't just read the word as a ritual. Don't just read the Bible as a ritual. Don't just read it for reciting sake, but sit with the word, settle down with the word, read the word of the Lord, study the word, and meditate to assess the mind of God. Why is it necessary for you to meditate? Meditate on the word, so that the word will move you from the level of reading, studying, to the point that the word becomes part of your life. Meditating on the word of the Lord will move the word from your head, and it will move it to your heart. The Lord spoke to Joshua in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. To stay on the word of the Lord, when you meditate constantly on the word, it moves the word from your head down to your heart. It builds a dwelling place for the word of God in your heart. The book of thou shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Dearly beloved, I want you to understand this, and I want this to be a point that you are going to hold on onto today. What gives power to your prayers is the word of the Lord. And even, let me say this, speaking in tongue is great, but what brings value to your tongue? What brings power? What brings light to that tongue? What brings value to the power, the light that comes from that speaking in tongue, is the word of the Lord. Speaking in tongue is great, but what brings power, what brings light into your tongue, is the measure of the light that is in the word of the Lord that you possess. Yes, speaking in tongue is great, but the light that your tongue will carry is the measure of the light of the word of the Lord that is in you. This measure of power and light comes from the scripture. Psalm 119 verse 130, the first statement there, the entrance of your word gives light. John chapter 1 verse 4 and verse 5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. The incomprehensible power that is in your tongue is generated by the measure of the word that is in you. The power is in the word. The power is not just in the tongue. The power is in the word that you possess. You assess the word of the Lord. You assess the realm of the spirit by the measure of the light that is inside you. See, when our fathers of faith, when they tell you about their spiritual life, and they tell you that for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for a whole day, that they were praying in the spirit. Now, listen, where do you think that is coming from? I want to believe many of us have tried. Sincerely, you have tried to stay speaking tongue for hours, for 30 minutes, for 1 hour, for 2 hours. But at a point, it becomes very difficult. Do you know why? What is the measure of the scripture? What is the measure of the light that your spirit possesses? What is the measure? The background of their power that their spirit possesses comes from the word of the Lord. The scripture says that every prophecy in the scripture is not given by the will of men. You don't just stand and prophesy. The words were not given by the will of men, but every man of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God we are talking about. It is the measure of the word that is in you that sponsors your spirit, that sponsors your standing in the place of the Spirit. You have no place to stand when you don't have the word in you. I'm going to round up, and by the grace of God, we are going to move further truly on these aspects tomorrow. But let me keep this in your hand as you go today. The devil will do everything possible to make you stay away from the scripture. The devil will do everything, will throw everything possible at you to stay away from the word of God, because you entering into the word means light and no more darkness. And the devil operates in the darkness. He will do everything possible to keep you away from the light that is in the scripture. Beloved, go back to the word of the Lord. Go back to the word of God today. I'm going to encourage you. I've been saying this since Tuesday. I said it yesterday and I'm going to say it again. Thank God for technology. Many of us, we have Bible app on our phone, and this app, they have the capacity to allow you play the scripture. Put on your earpiece, your earbud, wherever you are, and listen. Listen to the word. Oh, I'm busy. I go around every day. I can't have the time to read. Put it in your ear and let the word begin to speak to you. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. Stand on the scripture. The entrance of the word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Read the scripture. Stay with the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you, that the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you, will give strength unto you, will speak to you, will breathe upon you, and that you will see the life and the light that is in the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. And the Lord give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.